Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, instead of following the normal lectionary readings, I've decided to do a bit of teaching around healing ministries, particularly because next week we are going to start again having the opportunity for the ministry of laying on of hands and anointing with oil. As we read the scriptures, we can see that healing was at the forefront of Jesus' ministry and an integral part of the ministry of the early church. The Gospels abound with stories of Jesus' ministry of healing to people. The story we read today, and people who approached Jesus, like the woman who had uncontrollable bleeding for 12 years, and the 10 lepers who were cleansed. There were people who interceded on behalf of others, like the centurion who asked for healing for his servant, and the Samaritan woman whose story we recently read, whose daughter had a demon. And you know, Jesus even healed people that weren't particularly looking for healing. The man who languished by the pool at Bethesda, despairing of ever being healed. But Jesus also commissioned a healing ministry for his disciples, who were told to go out and proclaim the kingdom and heal. And in the book of Acts, we see that ministries of healing continued in the early church and was meant to continue. In the book of James, we are told that if anyone is ill, they should call and ask the elders for laying on of hands and prayer, and that healing would ensue. Over time, this particular ministry seems to have fallen out of use, except for what was termed extreme unction, the anointing of people who were believed to be on the verge of dying. In Anglican practice, the prayer book of 1552 removed all references to this kind of healing ministry. It was not until the prayer book of 1928 that rites for laying on of hands and anointing, combined with prayers for healing, were restored to the practice of the Anglican Church. In the liturgical renewal of the 1960s, healing liturgies in both Roman Catholic and Protestant contexts began to have more prominence in the life of the church. And if you hung out in any of the charismatic circles, people would pray for healing at the drop of the hat and expect it to happen. These days, at St. George's, we offer a ministry of laying on of hands and prayer and anointing on a regular basis. Starting next week, it's going to be on the first and third Sundays of the month. So why should you avail yourself of this ministry? I go back to the text from James. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. From time to time, almost all of us find ourselves struggling with some kind of illness. In this day and age, our first thought is to go to our medicine chest or see a pharmacist or a doctor. And I want to note that the ministry of healing does not preclude or discourage that. But it is a reminder that ultimately Jesus is the source of all healing, and that we are encouraged to bring our needs to him. There was a precocious little boy who I knew in a parish that I used to be part of. I don't think he was more than, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe 7 at the most. He had a spirituality unusual for one so young. His mother told the story of how one day he wasn't feeling very good, a little headachy and feverish. His mother asked him if he wanted an aspirin. He said, "No, I want prayer." I think his mother gave him both. So, having identified your need, what will this experience look like? After you have received Holy Communion, which is itself considered a sacrament of healing and wholeness, you will make your way to the prayer corner, which is over there. There will be a team of two people, one of whom will ask what you would like prayer for. Please keep your request focused. This is not a time for your life story. Otherwise, we'd be here forever, and the Prince of Faith people might start getting really annoyed. It is not a counseling encounter. God knows all the specifics of your situation, and the ministry people don't need to know every detail in order to be able to pray for you. So a simple, focused request is all that is needed. They will ask if they can hold your hand or put a hand on your shoulder. Touch can be reassuring and emotionally healing, but it is not necessary. So if you are uncomfortable with anyone touching you, it is perfectly okay to say no. And you will be prayed for. After the prayer, you will be asked if you would like to receive anointing with oil. Either one of the priests or a layperson authorized by the bishop will do this. Traditionally, Anglican ministries using oil have been considered episcopal ministries, that is, ministries that are in the purview of the bishop. The oil we use has been consecrated by the bishop, and the ministry we exercise is, in effect, an extension of the bishop's ministry. So why oil? Historically, oil has been considered a healing medium. Prior to the development of all of the various ointments we see at the pharmacy these days, oil was used to promote healing. Oil is also considered symbolic of the presence and the work of the Holy Spirit. But again, this aspect of the ministry is something that we can say yes to or no to. It's entirely your choice. The people praying for you will hold your concerns in confidence. So you cannot assume that just because you went up for the ministry of laying on of hands and prayer, that the priests, that Joan and I or Father Greg, become aware of your need. Because it's held in confidence. So if you want myself, or if you want Reverend Joan, or you want Father Greg to be aware of the prayer need you have to tell us personally. So who should avail themselves of this ministry? There is a maxim which says, all may, some should, none must. Where you fall in that category is between you and God. But in this ministry, you will experience the love and care of the congregation expressed in intercession to God on your behalf. We meet Jesus in the concrete elements of bread and wine in the sacrament of the Eucharist. In the laying on of hands ministry, you encounter the love of Jesus mediated through the person who is praying for you. Are any of you sick? James tells us what to do. Call for the elders of the church and let them pray over you, anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Amen.